Stop avoiding your erectile dysfunction issue. Peak Performance for Men is offering your best offer yet. Call today to book your free consultation and free blood flow evaluation. 1-800-210-8181. Peak Performance for Men helps over 80% of men who receive the treatment experience long-term improvement. Let the experts at Peak Performance for Men help you today. All it takes is one phone call for a free consultation. Free blood flow evaluation. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181.
Street King, yeah. They can get you anything. Uh-huh. New wheels for your ride if you want to be a street king.
Spring has sprung, so go choose from the 17 to 28 inch wheel and tire packages you need at Street King. 20 starting at just $10.99 or 22 starting at only $12.99. Huge deals on in-stock wheels. Use the 90-day cash plan with easy payment options as low as $29.99 a week or as little as $50 down. Located in Baton Rouge at 7221 Airline Highway, just north of Greenwell Springs Road. Google Street King or visit GoStreetKing.com.
King. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this week's program, we have the latest league leaders in the 2022 NBA playoffs and the current series leads in the first-round playoff matchups. That's what's coming up on this week's show. First, I want to get to my top three storylines. I want to start off with the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are back, and then some. Steph Curry had not played since the middle of March, which was right after the trade deadline, suffering a devastating ankle injury. There were thoughts that he could return maybe before the middle of April, but it turns out that injury was so serious that they would sideline him until the beginning of the playoffs. So no Steph. There was only Klay Thompson. Draymond Green was slowly easing his way back from injury. And then on top of that, you have a rising star in Jordan Poole. We saw flashes of it towards the end of the regular season, but the real litmus test would be in the playoffs. As Golden State started getting on a winning streak towards the end of the regular season, it was enough for them to become the third seed in the West. So Golden State earns the third seed. They wind up playing the number six seed Denver Nuggets in the first round. And so far, Golden State is looking like the Golden State Warriors of the current. And it goes to show you that the Warriors, a lot of people are saying, maybe they're past their prime. Steph and Klay with the injuries, Draymond with the injuries and everything that all of the injuries that Golden State has had this year and the last several years. Well, man, let me tell you, the Dubs are back, and then some. These are the Golden State Warriors in their prime as we speak right now. Steph Curry coming back from the injury, playing. I mean, he's playing like the old chef. He's cooking up all the right recipes, getting the three-pointers, knocking all of his shots down. Klay Thompson, stoic as ever. You can put three people in front of him, he'll still shoot a shot. It doesn't matter. And we're seeing Draymond Green getting back in the top form again. Again, his passing, his defense, his rebounding is still there. But also, he has shown some solid offense with his outside shooting in this series. And, man, Jordan Poole is growing up right before our very eyes. Jordan Poole is someone that has really stepped up his game. In the words of Cardi B, if it's up and it's stuck, well, Jordan Poole's play in this series so far against Denver has been up and has been stuck in positive ways. Jordan Poole is someone that is coming of age right before our very eyes. And people are saying, do the Warriors have it? Are the Warriors past their prime? Well, man, let me tell you, no, they're not. They are in their prime and in some. Clay, Draymond, Steph, and, of course, Jordan Poole, who is an emerging star in the NBA. Man, pay attention to the Warriors going forward, not just in this series against Denver as this show is airing, but also deep into this playoff run. Because, man, if they get to this next round, man, it's going to be some trouble, because the Warriors are getting hot at the right time and they're putting everything together. All of the pieces are coming together at the right time for the Golden State Warriors. My next storyline is going to be the Philadelphia 76ers. Man, Joel Embiid, the reigning scoring champion. We know what Joel did during the regular season, but, man, he is having a playoff run for the ages, having double-doubles in points and in rebounds, including hitting the game-winning shot, the go-ahead three-pointer to give the 76ers the win in Game 3. And, you know, we talk about Embiid, and we also talk about James Harden. We know we've seen flashes of James in this series so far. We've seen flashes of him towards the end of the regular season. But I talked about Jordan Poole becoming an emerging star for Golden State. What about Tyrese Maxey from the 76ers? Tyrese Maxey, in only his second year in the league, he is an emerging star and then some. His style of play is phenomenal. He's a slasher. He's aggressive. He's an attacker, but he's a solid shooter. He's someone that will go the extra mile for his team, and we are seeing him right before our very eyes. This guy has been phenomenal thus far, and Tyrese is somebody that has paid off big dividends in this series for the 76ers. Again, even though with the Sixers and their defensive presence with Matisse Thybul unable to travel due to him not being vaccinated, and of course with Canada having the strict COVID vaccine mandates and whatnot, with Matisse not being able to travel, Philly has still found ways to win games, not just with Embiid, but also with Maxey, and then you've got Danny Green with his solid shooting as well. So the 76ers, as this show is airing, they currently have a 3-0 lead on the Toronto Raptors, and it's been cruise control for them in this series, and it looks as though they could handle their business in the T-dot and possibly sweep this series. Toronto giving it all they have, but Philly is just too much. And when you got Embiid, who's an MVP candidate, you can't go wrong with that. And then with Tyrese Maxey, who is showing up and showing out right before our very eyes, man, it's going to be Philadelphia. It's going to be a team that we got to pay attention to going forward in this playoff run. And my last storyline is going to be Chris Paul. Chris Paul, I've said it before, Chris Paul has been one of my favorite players in the NBA for such a long time. I mean, Chris Paul is point guard personified. He is a guy that will go out there and go the extra mile for his team. You talk about leadership on top of leadership. Chris Paul is a leader amongst leaders and then some. I mean, what he's done has been phenomenal. Of course, we know that Devin Booker will be out for the remainder of this series against the New Orleans Pelicans. So with Devin Booker hurt, we know that DeAndre Ayton is going to play his part in this series. Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges, Jay Crowder. But, man, Chris Paul, he showed up and showed out in this last game against the New Orleans Pelicans. As this show is airing, in the last game in Game 3, the Suns would win a close one, 114-111. Chris Paul scoring 28 points. Also in Game 1 of the series against the Pels, he had 30 points. And then in the second game of the series, he had 14 assists. But Chris Paul is like a fine wine. He has gotten better with time. And in the last game, in Game 3, his shooting was spectacular. He came through in clutch situations when the Pelicans were up by as many as 8 points. Chris Paul, the veteran leadership, the poise, the confidence, everything, it showed up. And the Pels had nothing for him. They would put Alvarado, they would put Herb Jones on him and whatnot, but it didn't matter who defended him because CP3 had something to say about it. And I just got to tell you, I mean, he's like a fine wine. He has gotten better with time, and he continues to make everybody better around him. And again, Chris Paul is not somebody that has to score every time, but he does it anyway. He did that during his first 6 years in the league in New Orleans. And then when he got to the Clippers and Oklahoma City and he got to Houston, it was kind of more of a complimentary piece. But in Phoenix, it just fits well with him and Devin Booker. So with Booker currently being out on injury, CP3, as this series looks as of right now, he's taking control. He's taking control, being the leader, having that veteran leadership. And it's going to be interesting how this series unfolds against the New Orleans Pelicans. But, I mean, I tell you what, don't cut out Chris Paul because he's like a fine wine. He gets better with time. All right, when we come back from the break, we'll have the current league leaders and the current series leads in the first round playoff matchups and the league leaders throughout so far in the 2022 NBA playoffs. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Kouritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
Hey, Sarah.
Oh, my gosh, you're so cute. How do you know him?
Boy, I've been doing like I taught you.
Love the new tattoo, Sarah.
Let's go!
Dude, that's Sarah. The girl in the pink shirt, that's the girl I was telling you about.
Oh, that's Sarah?
Theater 2 on your left. Hey, Sarah. What color underwear today?
Hey, Sarah. So when are you going to post something new?
Anything you post online, anyone can see. Family, friends.
See you later, Sarah.
Even not so friendly people. Think before you post.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus. On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
Flexible consulting solutions for a changing world. That's Protiviti. Results driven and committed to you. That's Protiviti. Global business consulting used by 70% of the Fortune 1000. That's Protiviti. Protiviti.com/shape.
On a cold February morning in Indianapolis, Tony Caritzis woke up, got dressed, loaded his sawed-off shotgun, and drove to his bank. He wasn't there to steal anything. He was there to take his life back. American Hostage is a new podcast starring me, John Hamm, that tells the true story of one man who channeled the rage of a nation and took justice into his own hands. Follow American Hostage wherever you get your podcasts, or you can binge all 8 episodes right now on Amazon Music or Wondery Plus.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Before we get into the current league leaders and the current series leads in the first round playoff matchups, I want to get you caught up on some of the games that had happened on Friday night. Let's start off with game three of the series between the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks. What a finish it was down in the ATL with Trae Young handling his business, hitting a key layup with just under 6 seconds left to give the Hawks the victory, 111-110. For Atlanta, Trae Young finished with 24 points, and Bogdan Bogdanovic had 18 points. In the losing effort for the Miami Heat, Tyler Hero finished with 24 points, and Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo had 20 points. Again, in Game 3 of the series between the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks, Atlanta would win 111-110. Miami leads the series 2-1. In Game 3 of the series between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Chicago Bulls, this game was never close. Milwaukee would win 111-81. The leading scorer for the Bucks was Grayson Allen. He had 22 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis both had 18 points, and Drew Holiday finished with 16 points. On the losing side for Chicago, Nikola Vucevic finished with 19 points. Zach LaVine finished with 15 points, and DeMar DeRozan would only have 11 points. Milwaukee leads the series 2-1. And then in Game 3 of the series between the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans, Phoenix would come back to win 114-111. Chris Paul, what a performance he had. He had a double-double with 28 points and 14 assists. DeAndre Ayton had a double-double with 28 points and 17 rebounds. On the losing side for New Orleans, Brandon Ingram finished with 34 points, and C.J. McCollum had 30 points. Again, the final score, Phoenix 114, New Orleans 111. Phoenix now leads the series 2-1. All right, now it's time for your current league leaders in the 2022 NBA playoffs. The current leading scorer is Donovan Mitchell representing the Utah Jazz. He's averaging 32.7 points per game. Number two is Jalen Brunson from the Dallas Mavericks. He's averaging 32 points per game. Coming in at number three is Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans. He's averaging 29.7 points per game. Coming in at number four, representing the Denver Nuggets, is Nikola Jokic. He's averaging 29.3 points per game. And coming in at number five is Jimmy Butler, representing the Miami Heat. Next category is rebounds per game. Coming in at number one is Jonas Valanciunas from the New Orleans Pelicans. He's averaging 16 rebounds per game. Tied for second is Giannis Antetokounmpo from the Milwaukee Bucks and Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. And tied for fourth is Joel Embiid from the Philadelphia 76ers and Nikola Jokic from the Denver Nuggets. Next category is field goal percentage. And we have a tie, which is very strange. We have a tie for first place. Tony Bradley from the Chicago Bulls, Gorgui Jing from the Atlanta Hawks, Skylar Mays from the Atlanta Hawks. Also, we have Zeke Nnaji from the Denver Nuggets and Juan Toscano-Anderson from the Golden State Warriors. They are all shooting 100% from the field so far in the playoffs. Let's move along now to assists per game. I mentioned him earlier, the ageless wonder, Chris Paul from the Phoenix Suns. He's currently leading the postseason in assists. He's averaging almost 13 assists per game. Coming in at number two is James Harden from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's averaging 10 assists per game. Coming in at number three is Ja Morant from the Memphis Grizzlies. Coming in at number four is Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And in fifth is Draymond Green from the Golden State Warriors. Next category is steals per game. Coming in at number one is Jaylen Brown from the Boston Celtics. He is averaging 3.5 steals per game. Coming in at number two is Andre Drummond from the Brooklyn Nets. He's averaging 2.5 steals per game. And tied for third is Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jokic, and we have Fred VanVleet from the Toronto Raptors. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one, representing the Memphis Grizzlies, is Jaren Jackson Jr. He's averaging over 3 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Karl-Anthony Towns from the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coming in at number three is Nicholas Claxton from the Brooklyn Nets. Coming in at number four is Jaden McDaniels from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And in fifth is Rudy Gobert from the Utah Jazz. Next category that we have is three-point field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is DeAndre Ayton. So far, he is shooting 100% from three-point range in the postseason. Coming in at number two is Brandon Ingram from the New Orleans Pelicans. He's shooting 63% from three-point range. Coming in at number three is Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors. He's shooting 59%. Kyrie Irving from the Brooklyn Nets comes in at number four. He's shooting 54% from three-point range. And then at number five is OG Anunoby from the Toronto Raptors. He's shooting 47% from three-point range. Next category that we have is three-point field goals made. Tied for first is Maxi Kleber from the Dallas Mavericks and Klay Thompson from the Golden State Warriors. They both have made 14 three-point field goals so far in the playoffs. Tied for third is C.J. McCollum from the New Orleans Pelicans and also Jordan Poole from the Golden State Warriors. Both McCollum and Poole have made 13 three-point field goals so far in the playoffs. And coming in fifth is Anthony Edwards from the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's made 12 three-point field goals. Next category that we have is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Tyrese Maxey. He has shot 100% from the free throw line. He's representing the Philadelphia 76ers. Coming in at number two is Kyrie Irving. He's also shot 100% from the free throw line. Coming in at number three is DeAndre Ayton from the Phoenix Suns. He is also shooting 100% from the free throw line. Coming in at number four is Brandon Ingram. He's shooting 95% from the free throw line. And then number five is Chris Paul. He is shooting 93% from the free throw line. And the last category that we have is minutes per game. Coming in at number one is Reggie Bullock from the Dallas Mavericks. He is averaging 44.7 minutes a game. Coming in at number two representing the Dallas Mavericks is Dorian Finney-Smith. Tied for third, we have Pascal Siakam from the Toronto Raptors and Jason Tatum from the Boston Celtics. And coming in fifth is Tyrese Maxey from the Philadelphia 76ers. That takes care of the current league leaders in the NBA, in this NBA playoff run thus far. Now here are the current leads, series leads in the first round playoff matchups as this show is airing. Let's start off in the Eastern Conference. The Miami Heat, the number one seed, going up against the number eight seed Atlanta Hawks. Miami currently leads the series 2-1. The number four seed Philadelphia 76ers going up against the fifth seed Toronto Raptors. Philadelphia has a 3-0 series lead. Next series that we have is the third seed Milwaukee Bucks going up against the sixth seed Chicago Bulls. Milwaukee leads the series 2-1. And we have the second seed Boston Celtics going up against the seventh seed Brooklyn Nets. Boston currently leads the series 2-0. And let's move along now to the Western Conference. The number one seed Phoenix Suns going up against the number eight seed New Orleans Pelicans. Phoenix currently leads the series 2-1. Next up, we have the fourth seed Dallas Mavericks going up against the fifth seed Utah Jazz. Dallas leads the series 2-1. We have the third seed Golden State Warriors going up against the sixth seed Denver Nuggets. Golden State has a 3-0 series lead. And then we have the second seed Memphis Grizzlies going up against the seventh seed Minnesota Timberwolves. Memphis leads the series 2-1. So there you have it, folks. Those are the current league leaders in the 2022 NBA playoffs and the current series leads in the first round playoff matchups. All right, so when we come back from the break, we'll give you the weekend schedule for first round playoff matchups. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
I offer free samples to look cool on the outside, but here on the inside, I'm stressing over payroll for my new kombucha brewery.
Heyo, your voice of reason popping in to say that with QuickBooks, you can run payroll in as little as 5 minutes.
Did you say 5 minutes?
Sure did. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a train of thought to catch.
Wait, before you go.
Yes?
Tips on getting paid?
With QuickBooks, you can send your first invoice in 3 easy steps.
Now that's peace of mind.
New business, no problem. Success starts with Intuit QuickBooks. 5-minute time period based on medium time spent by payroll users. Profile must be set up prior to sending an invoice.
If it's a tale worth telling, it happens at L'Auberge. Prepare for the trailblazing adventure of a lifetime. We're giving away 2 Kawasaki Terex KRX 1000s or a share of over $30,000 in free slot play. Earn your entries now and join us for the grand finale giveaway on Saturday, May 7th from 5 to 9 p.m. Let the good times roll. L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 years or older to enter. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. Are they spicy? You betcha McNuggets. Now, buy one four-piece Spicy Chicken McNuggets and get a second four-piece for $1. Spicy Chicken McNuggets are breaded with tempura and spiced with aged cayenne seasoning. They pack a lot of heat, and they're back. For a limited time, wash them down with a refreshing Dr. Pepper, only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Prices and participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. It is Tom.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Okay, before we get on out of here, I want to give you this weekend's playoff schedule in the NBA playoffs. Let's start off with game four between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Toronto Raptors. That game will take place today at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. Philadelphia leads the series 3-0. Also, we have game four of the series between the Dallas Mavericks and the Utah Jazz. It'll take place today at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Central. And again, Dallas leads the series 2-1. This evening, we have the game in Game 3 in Brooklyn between the Boston Celtics and the Brooklyn Nets. The game will tip off at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central. Boston leads the series 2-0. And then you have Game 4 of the series between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coverage begins at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central time. Memphis leads the series 2-1. And then let's look ahead to Sunday's games. Game 4 of the series between the Milwaukee Bucks and the Chicago Bulls. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. Milwaukee leads the series 2-1. Game 4 of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets. Golden State leads the series 3-0. Tip-off will be at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Central Time. Then you have Game 4 of the series between the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks. Miami leads the series 2-1. And the game will take place. Tip-off will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. And then you've got the nightcap, which will be Game 4 between the Phoenix Suns and the New Orleans Pelicans. It was a sea of red in Game 3 at the Smoothie King Center in downtown New Orleans. And I know the fans are going to show up and show out for this one. Phoenix leads the series 2-1. Tip-off will be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. So, again, just kind of give you, before we head on out, again, the Philly and Toronto series, Game 4 will be on TNT. Again, coverage will begin at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, and Game 4 will be today on TNT. Meanwhile, you have the Dallas Mavericks going up against the Utah Jazz. Game 4 will also be on TNT. Coverage, again, begins at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, 3:30 p.m. Central, 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time on TNT. That's today. And also this evening, we have the Boston Celtics going up against the Brooklyn Nets in Game 3 of their series. You can check out Boston and Brooklyn on ESPN. Again, that's 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, 6:30 p.m. Central Time. And then the nightcap for Saturday night's action will be between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Coverage begins at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, and that game will be on ESPN from Minneapolis. And then Sunday's games, you've got the Milwaukee Bucks going up against the Chicago Bulls in Game 4. That game will be watched nationally on ABC, 1 p.m. Eastern tip-off, 12 p.m. Central time. Again, that will be on ABC. And then we have Game 4 of the series between the Golden State Warriors and the Denver Nuggets. Coverage begins tomorrow, that's Sunday, at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 2:30 p.m. Central, and 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time. And you can check that game out. That game will be on ABC as well, so it's part of their Sunday doubleheader that the ABC network is having. And then we also have Game 4 between the Miami Heat and the Atlanta Hawks, and coverage will begin at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Again, Miami and Atlanta Game 4 will be on TNT. And then we have the nightcap on Sunday. The New Orleans Pelicans gone up against the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix leads the series 2-1. And again, tip-off will be at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Central Time. And you can check that game out on TNT. So, again, a busy weekend in the NBA playoffs. It's been a lot of great action so far, and then the best is only going to get better. So make sure you tune into this weekend's games. That's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. I'm Ed Robinson. Again, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again next week. So long, everyone.